Did Squid Game director Hwang Dong-hyuk actually put his cast in danger? No one's saying that exactly, but he might feel a little guilty about the hard conditions on one set.
You need to cut it out, you're scaring everyone!
Just like Season 1, there's no shortage of demented mayhem for Squid Game players to navigate. There's the auspicious return of Red Light, Green Light, where players try to make it to the other end of the field without getting shot by sniper rifles that jut from the walls. There's Mingle, which involves a spinning platform and a bit of teamwork. There's the Special Game that takes place in the sleeping area in the final episode. And then there's the six-legged Pentathlon, a game that ended up being almost too difficult for the cast to film. For this game, players are first given 10 minutes to divide into a group of five. Then their legs are tied together. After that, each team moves 10 meters on a circular track before one specific player plays a minigame. There are five games in total, and the players are given only 5 minutes to successfully complete them all. Those who don't finish them all in time, well, you know what happens. So, why was this so hard for the cast to film? Sure, it looks plenty stressful for the characters, but how could it be that bad for actors who know they aren't actually going to get blown away if they lose?
Look at my hands, dude. They're shaking like crazy.
In an interview with The Wrap, Lee Jung-jae, who plays series lead Song Gi-hun, admitted that even though it was one of the most fun scenes to film for Season 2, it was also the most exhausting. More importantly, an unforeseen consequence of all the running, not to mention all the gravel they used to fill the play area with, began to cause actual health concerns on set. He said, "Every time one group did a runaround, the set was completely filled with dust, and it was hard to breathe." Showrunner Hwang Dong-hyuk confirmed this and added, "Everyone got really sick. As soon as I said cut, everyone started coughing, including me. It took more than 2 weeks to film the scene. Was it worth it to spend so much time filming this one particular game and basically achieve the ultimate irony by almost killing the Squid Game actors in real life? Maybe. At least when it comes to the message Hwang hopes to convey with it." He explained, "That was the only game where participants root for each other. I thought if we can increase the opportunities for people to support and root for each other, society will get better." While it remains to be seen if the heavy-handed anti-capitalist undertones of the show have enough weight to actually enact meaningful change in the real world, you can't argue that Squid Game continues to kill on Netflix. And it's far from over. As noted by The Wrap, Season 3 has already been filmed and will drop sometime in 2025. Until then, we'll just have to do our best to forget about the cliffhanger we were left with at the end of Episode 7.